Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know the Bloodline is one of the best things in wrestling right now. It is just such an emotional roller coaster to the point now I want to tune into WWE TV to see what's going to happen. And that means it's just good television. The key to a lot of it, of course, has been the one and only Sami Zayn. But there is one point many people still keep getting wrong. And of course, that's only kind of true because you're allowed your own opinions, but strap yourself in and it's time to fill the G's. Well, we do have to mention Sami, we also have to mention everybody else involved in this, because Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa and Kevin Owens have all come together to ensure that this clicks. Then you've got the Usos, I mean, flub me sideways. Because even though they're one of the best tag teams in the world, Jimmy and Jay have used this to go, by the way, we're also really good sports entertainers, because they have thrown themselves into this story with such aplomb, I will never look at them in the same way again. I mean, these mother hubbards are deep. It's also been a genuine delight to watch it play out that on one hand, this one, you have Jimmy Uso, who still seems very loyal to his tribal chief. But on the other, you have Jey Uso, who as of right now, is a total mess. And even though he didn't trust Sami Zayn for the longest time, eventually they did become best buddies. So now when you actually start to look at it from afar, this is essentially Romeo and Juliet. I mean it. So here's a riff, no doubt, which is why Jimbo did turn up on Raw recently and was all like, man, here I am with Solo Sikoa, because there is not a problem with the Bloodline, and if you think there is, what are you talking about? And the cherry on top of all of this, and of course it is by design, is that all of it is going to peak and all of it is going to culminate at WrestleMania. I mean, you couldn't write it, although WWE did. So what is this discrepancy we are talking about? Well, of course, it does focus on Sami Zayn and the fact that none of this was by accident and it all ties into the booking. Now, don't get me wrong. Zayn was always capable of playing this character, so no matter what promotion he's been in, being the lovable underdog seems to come so natural to him. And when we turn our attention to Triple H, he knew this too. I mean, go look how he treated Sami Zayn down in NXT. Totally got it. Ever since Paul Levesque has been in charge, though, he has just doubled down on this and then some. And let's not also forget or also poo-poo the fact that we're actually getting payoffs here and the story is headed where we want it to go. Because don't forget, even like, you know, 2 years ago, you wouldn't get the end to any tales because the script would get repped up and everyone would just forget about it. Sucked. I mean, go and watch Roman Reigns versus Sami from the Elimination Chamber premium live event. People are still debating whether or not this was the right thing to do. And again, some people have now decided it is the worst thing ever, but when you are creating these arguments that almost exist outside of the bubble, well, you've done something totally right. I mean, it's like human beings debating, well, what should happen on The Last of Us or what should happen on Game of Thrones, which ties back into the intro. This is almost bigger than wrestling. You're just telling good stories and us idiots are chatting about it. But once again, the game saw all of this before we did, and don't pretend otherwise, because ain't nobody clamoring for this the first time Roman and Sami Zayn started to interact. In fact, most people just thought it was going to be a one and done. A huge turning point for all this did come on the 23rd of September 2022 SmackDown, because on that fateful evening, we did indeed dub Sami Zayn the honorary Uso. Then it was like, well, wait a minute, this ain't no short-term fling. And also, don't forget, just before all of this, Roman was duking it out with Drew McIntyre at Clash of the Castle, another finish we're still yelling about. But if McIntyre had won there, which he could have done, it would have mean that Roman Reigns wasn't the double champion anymore. And does the Sami Zayn stuff work without that? I would hazard a guess that it doesn't. Amazingly, leading into that show too, there were some people advocating that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn should get back together to dethrone the Usos. I mean, you can Google it and find people chatting about it. And while there was a sense of logic to that, can you imagine if we had pulled the trigger all the way back then? The amount of goodness we would have lost out on, which is why, once again, time giving a round of applause to WWE. And why? Because they saw the bigger picture. WWE never sees the bigger picture. But now they do. It moved into War Games, where there was even more tensions between the bloodline. And of course, around this period is when Sami Zayn went, all right, Roman Reigns, all right, the Usos, I am going to make you crack up for real on live TV. And do you want to know why this was a legendary segment? Because it made all of these people feel like friends, and it made every single one of them feel like real people. Don't underestimate that. It was also the time Jey Uso just shouted out, I don't care about the tribal chief. Roman's reaction still tickles me because he was so damn mad. And of course, it was just all more fuel for the engine when Roman Reigns, at the end of the Survivor Series 2022, looked at Sam as if to say, well, maybe you're all right, or maybe you're an absolute goober. And I tweeted that at the time, and everyone just ripped me apart. Well, now look, the evidence is there. Don't you try and tell me WWE didn't come up with this beforehand, because they did. Everything has been meticulous. The overarching tell, too, is probably that now Roman Reigns is losing power. I mean, Sami Zayn is out. Kevin Owens seems to have found his momentum. And when it comes to the Usos, well, who the flub knows what's going to happen with them? They ain't really obeying his rules anymore. This is all before we add Cody Rhodes into the mix. So many layers here. It's like an onion. Don't eat an onion like that. Even better, as of me speaking, this is still going on. If Cody does win those championships, who the flub knows what is next? But as I like to do, just to cause a ruckus, as we are on the road to WrestleMania, remember, WWE wanted to do Roman Reigns versus The Rock at this year's Mania. The Rock was never going to win those belts. But does it mean internally on some kind of sheet when it comes to the Tribal Chief, he's actually holding them till SummerSlam? Food for thought. The true success is that this has helped no less than 8 wrestlers get more over than they were before, and all of them have become much bigger stars. I mean, would you have bought Sami Zayn in this role when we kick things off? Of course you wouldn't have done, and nor were you meant to. So what WWE has done is they've taken a baseball bat and they have hit it out of the park. When we do draw a line under this, think how satisfied we could be. Cody Rhodes may have lived his father's dream. Kevin Owens may be back with his best buddy, and him and Sami Zayn may be the brand new tag team champions. The Usos will have got rid of this crazy person they have to listen to. And even when it comes to Roman Reigns, he won't have the pressure on his shoulders anymore of being a champion who's held that belt over 900 days. Mainly he can finally lay his head down get a good night's sleep. It's also important to note that Zayn arrived in this position after WrestleMania 38 when he had done that jackass match. While I actually do think that's a work of art and pure genius, once again, nobody would have come out here and said, well, I tell you, come WrestleMania 39, he will be in the conversation to be in the main event. And yet here we are. Man, I'm pumped that it's true. But it really is why Triple H and whoever else deserves all the credit in the world, because they did make this happen. You can go onto social media and pretend otherwise. I just don't think it's true. So they really did see what was happening and they jumped on it, and not only can they use this throughout 2023, but hopefully beyond it, we can continue to build and go, well, remember what we did with all that stuff? It really seemed to light a fire under some people, so maybe we should do it again with a brand new cast of characters. And then the wrestling machine is operating in the way that you need. But basically, it's not a fluke, it's not an accident, it is WWE remembering what brought them to the dance in the first place, and then getting their John Travolta on. So I, for one, am very pleased, and if we do use this as a leaping off platform to other things in the future, well, this could be a seminal event that we never ever forget, unless you've just got one of those memories. Which is totally fine. Now, please do leave me a comment below and let me know what you think about all of this. What do you want WWE to do with Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, and the Usos? And there is the big question of Solo Sikoa, because I kind of think when the bloodline does disband, it should be his time to shine. Maybe he could even become the Intercontinental Champion. Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe, because that's what we do here on YouTube. Click one of the videos that's on the screen, because again, that's just what we love to do in 2023. We're on social media, What Culture WWE, and Simon Miller 316. And if you prefer to read things, whatculture.com. My name is Simon What Culture. Thank you very much for watching me. As always, I do appreciate it. And as you probably figured out, I love this bloodline stuff. It is a Friday on the day I am recording this, and I can't wait for SmackDown, because we're about 5 weeks away from WrestleMania, which is usually when things get crazy cray. Regret saying crazy cray. I have many, many problems. It just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Because I, two words, love wrestling.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.